Good to see this good attendance here this morning and worship with us. And we do love the Lord this morning. I do appreciate how the Lord has moved in this revival. And I trust that you're leaving different than you entered into this revival. Amen. We trust that you've been strengthened and encouraged. And I believe the Lord's going to help us once again this morning. Amen. I feel like praying this morning. I feel like the Lord has laid this message on my heart. And we want to be obedient to Him. And I believe God's going to help somebody again here this morning. How many just loves the Lord? Amen. I mean, truly loves the Lord. He's been so good to us. I'm glad I'm a Christian. How about you? Amen. And let me just say, I do appreciate everything that's been done for us. Appreciate our good pastor, Brother Derek Jones, and his wife. They've been great hosts to us. And I appreciate all the meals that have been provided and all the kind words from the church. Amen. You made me feel right at home, and I do appreciate that. Appreciate the meal yesterday. Man, that was good. I tell you, you tempted me to try to be here every first Sunday of the month. Amen. But I don't believe I can, but it's a temptation, amen. That is a wonderful thing. I appreciate the food yesterday and the good time of fellowship. And we just love you so much, amen, and just appreciate this church. Appreciate my good friend here and how the Lord has blessed him. You know, we're living in a church world. I'm getting ready to preach, but we're living in a church world that has become kind of like a cutthroat business, if you would say it that way, where there's a lot of competition and a lot of tearing down among brethren. Amen. But it shouldn't be like that. Amen. There's a lot of condemning one another instead of commending. Amen. And I do appreciate how the Lord has blessed my good friend here, Brother Derek Jones, and the rest of my friends here. Man, wonderful to be with them this weekend and just be good with this good church. Amen. We do love you. And we trust that you just keep on keeping on. Got a lot of potential right here. I really do believe that. Amen. But let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Get with me one more time here this morning. And help me preach. And we're going to obey the Lord. 2 Samuel chapter 15. I feel like the Lord has really impressed this on my heart this morning in prayer. And we need God's blessing right here. 2 Samuel chapter 15 this morning. Second Samuel chapter 15. We're going to begin reading in verse number 23. We're kind of jumping in the middle of what's going on here, and I'll bring you up to date in a little bit. But let's begin reading in verse 23. Second Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. If you have it, say amen. The Bible says, "And all the country wept with a loud voice. And all the people passed over, the king also himself," this speaking of David, "himself passed over the brook Kidron. And all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. And lo, Zadok also and all the Levites were with him, bearing the ark of the covenant of God. And they set down the ark of God, and Abiathar went up until all the people had done passing out of the city. And the king said unto Zadok, carry back the ark of God into the city. If I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. But if he thus say, I have no delight in thee, behold, here am I. Let him do to me as seemeth good unto him. And the king said also unto Zadok the priest, art not thou a seer? Return into the city in peace, and with your two sons, Ahimaaz thy son, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. See, I will tarry in the plain of the wilderness until there come word from you to certify me. Zadok therefore and Abiathar carried the ark of God again to Jerusalem, and they tarried there. And David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet, and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot. And all the people that was with him covered every man his head, and they went up weeping as they went up. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. But look here, this is what I want you to focus on this morning. Verse 32, it says, and it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount where he worshipped God, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him with his coat rent, and earth upon his head. And unto whom David said, if thou passest on with me, then thou shalt be a burden unto me. Unto whom David said, if thou passest on with me, then thou shalt be a burden unto me. I want to preach to you by the Lord's help on this topic this morning. Let Hushai go. Let Hushai go. Let's ask the Lord to help us this morning. I'm going to ask our good pastor to ask the blessing over the preaching of the word this morning. You would help us this morning, that you would touch us, God, in a great way, Lord. We do need your help this morning, God. We do need your presence. We pray, Lord, that you would help us, God. Lord, we're needing your touch once again. Anoint us, God. Anoint me right here. Glory to God. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Let Hushai go. When we speak about storms, amen, we know that many individuals go through storms in the spiritual realm in their lives, amen. We know that storms may come unexpectedly, or there may be times, you know, even in the natural, they can predict that storms would come, and they do come, and they cause such great damage, amen. And I want to let you know this morning that in these storms and what we face in our lives, and some of you probably have been through great storms in your life. Maybe some of you have been through a storm already this year and just in the past couple weeks. And maybe some of you are in a storm right now. Amen. But can I tell you this morning, amen, that I believe that God can help us even in the midst of the storm. Amen. We don't know why storms come. We don't know why good things happen. I mean, bad things happen to good people. We don't understand why we have to go through what we go through. Amen. But I've come to tell you this morning, amen, that God has a plan for everybody's life and that God is still in control through it all. Can somebody say amen? I mean, you know, sometimes the storms will come. I mean, they may come to get us back on track, or they may come to try our faith. Sometimes we are subject to other people that have caused the storms, amen, and we're feeling the brunt of it. Can somebody say amen? Amen. But can I tell you this morning, amen, that we just experienced a storm, the Hurricane Matthew, that came through, amen, up the East Coast, and that it caused such great damage. I mean, you know, down where we live at, there was some damage down there in the town below us, the town of Lumberton. You may have seen it on the news. Amen, they received such great flooding in that town. Amen. But let me tell you this morning, the thing about storms is this. Storms will cause a burden that we need to get the help for. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I believe God, amen, can give peace in the midst of the storm. Amen. But I also do believe, amen, that after the storm, though, that God can help you, amen, to repair what has been damaged. Can somebody say amen? Storms will cause the burden. And burdens is what we get the peace over. Amen. Amen. We get the peace over the burdens that the storm causes. I wonder how many of you can think back in your life where you can see that after the storm was gone, it has passed. You were stuck with the burden. You were stuck with the damage. You were stuck with different things in your life. And you kept those for so long. It took a lot of time, amen, to get any hope. It took a lot of time, amen, to have any peace at all. It took a lot of... Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Amen, it took a lot of time. Amen, it's because you were stuck with a burden that seemed overwhelming. Sometimes, and we're going to get ready to preach here, this message, but listen to me. Sometimes we are carrying the burdens that other people, of storms that other people have been involved in. Amen. that your loved one was in a storm and you're feeling the burden of it. Your son or daughter was in a storm and now you're feeling the burden of it. Amen. Our nation is receiving storms because of the sin that's in our world today, and we're feeling the burden of it. Glory to God. I remember when I pastored that certain church in a certain place. Amen. One Sunday morning. Amen. I was like, oh no. Amen. I knew I expected something because I got word. Amen. That two families were fighting online through Facebook. They were fighting about something and they were going to come to church that morning. And I already had it in my mind. I said, oh no. We're going to feel the burden of their storm. We're going to feel a tightness in that service. Because of what they did outside. I had to feel the brunt of it. Amen. The church had to feel the burden of it. Amen. I'm telling you, storms will cause the burdens that we need to get the peace over. We look at a man named David right here. Amen. That is in a storm at this point in his life. His son Absalom has stolen the hearts of the men of Israel. And they turned their back on King David. He's leading a rebellion. And now David is faced with a storm that his son has rebelled against him. Has stolen the hearts of the men of Israel, and he's saying, what should I do? He's facing the storm, and you can imagine in this storm right here, he's felt burden after burden after burden. So many thoughts can run through your mind. So many pressures could be placed upon you in this situation. Amen. But I'm going to preach you this morning. Amen. That in the midst of the storm, that you can find the peace that you need. I say you can find the peace that you need. And it's going to be about getting peace over the burden that you've been carrying. We're going to look at a couple steps that David took. And if we can duplicate, if we, amen, can do the same thing, we can have peace again. Can I just ask you right here this morning, how many still believes in the peace of God? Hallelujah. I say, how many thanks God that we can feel it again? How many knows it's still possible again? I know this world is challenging us. I know we're in a predicament in this world right now. But I still believe that God can help the church in these last days. Oh, I feel the anointing now. I'm telling you, we can receive peace. So what did King David do, preacher? Well, first of all, he come, verse 23, he said, all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over, the king also himself passed over the brook, Kidron or Kidron, however you want to say it. And all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. He could have stayed right there in Jerusalem. He could have stayed with all his fine commodities, comfort place. But he said, no, I'm going to leave, and I'm going to trust in God. First thing he does, he shows a commitment to the cause. He shows up. He shows up. He shows up to that brook. That brook is a dusky place. That's what the name means. There is a dusky place. That brook, man, they would empty the filth of the city inside. Amen. Into that brook. It was not a good place to be. It was not a good place to cross over. But David crossing that brook, you know what he was saying? Amen, Brother Shane. He was saying, I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to face this burden. Amen. I'm not going to let it get the best of me. I'm not going to let it keep me in fear. I'm not going to cower down, but I'm going to show a commitment to the cause. I'm going to face it head on. Yeah, I can hide if I want to, but I'm not going to hide, Brother Joe. I'm going to face it. I'm going to acknowledge I have a burden and I need help. We have burdens. Because of the storm, it's a dark place, but I'm going to cross. I said, I'm going to cross. I'm going to march. Amen. Everybody's looking at me. I've got to lead by example. I'm going to cross. The king was saying, hey, I'm going to do it. I'm going to face it. Amen. You know what a lot of people are doing? A lot of people are allowing the burdens from the storm that keep them in the same place that they've been in so long. Amen. They're keeping them at home. They're keeping them in fear. They're keeping them in doubt. Amen. They're keeping them in heartache. And I've come to tell you, the first step to getting help is to admit that you have a problem. Is to admit that you need rescue. Hallelujah. You need to admit I have a burden and I need help. It's tough, but I've got to get up and I've got to walk and I've got to, oh glory, I've got to obey God. My son has rebelled and I feel the brunt of it. I feel the burden. And I don't want to cross that brook, but I need to say, hey, I'm giving it into God's hand. I'm facing it and I'm saying, here, Lord, I give it to you. How many thanks God that you can take it to God in prayer? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever you're facing, I'm glad that I can go to the Lord in prayer. I'm glad that His hand is not short. And it cannot say, Lord, is His ear heavy? I'm glad that He can hear, Brother Ned. I'm so glad His ear is wide open and His hand is able to read. How many thanks God I can go to Him in prayer? Take it to the Lord and leave it there. Somebody lift your hand and praise God. Woo! Thank God, thank God. Hey, I'm fearful and I'm going to take it to the Lord. I'm doubting and I need to take it to the Lord. I give it to you. You got to show a commitment. He showed up. Somebody just show up. Somebody say show up. Show up. Show up. Face it. And then he said unto Zadok, carry back the ark of God into the city. If I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. Yeah. He even told Abiathar to go back as well. Second thing that David did after he showed up and faced it, he said, I need to separate some things from me now. He separated. I need to fully trust in God. There's some things that they may be good, but if I let them hang around, they can become a hindrance to me. And so he separated three things here. Amen. One thing and two people that he separated. Amen. From him, he let the Ark of the Covenant go back. And he let Abiathar and Zadok go back home. Amen. Oh, I'm going to tell you this morning that first of all, what he separated was from the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was precious. It represented the presence of God. But David said, hey, I know that I'm going to face this thing. Amen. But I want to let you know that I want to face it by obeying God and trusting in God in the presence of the omnipresent God. I'm not going to lean upon that, even though it's precious, even though it's great, but carry back the Ark of the Covenant because I want to trust in the God that goes with me, that walks with me. I want to feel Him real. I'm going into this wilderness and I want to know that God is with me. I need to feel the presence of God. Oh, how many thanks for His presence? Say, how many thanks for His presence? Hallelujah. Amen. He said, hey, I'm going to believe in the God as I'm the president. I'm going to believe that when I get in that wilderness, sir, amen, that I'm going to talk with the Lord and He'll talk with me and I'm going to feel His presence. I believe and He's going to hold my hand. I believe He's going to comfort me. I believe He's going to help me right there. I believe it. Hallelujah! How many believes it? You've got to trust that God's presence will be there wherever you go. Wherever you go. On the job, wherever. God's presence will be there. How many knows what I'm talking about? How many's ever failed them on the job? How many's ever failed them around those disgruntled people? How many's ever failed them around family members that did not want anything that you believed in? Come on. Some of the hardest people we got to face is sometimes our family members, sad to say. But I'm glad I don't have to fear. I'm glad I don't have to worry, and neither do you, because wherever you go, God can be right there. Oh, somebody needs to let that devil know, I'm not going to fear tomorrow, for I know who holds tomorrow in his hand. I'm not going to fear what's going to happen to me. I believe that God is going to be there. He's going to meet me. He's going to help me all the way. Somebody give them glory. Woo! God will be there. Oh, will somebody get that in your heart this morning? I wish somebody get that this morning. God's presence will be there. He said, go back, Zadok, as well. Zadok means to be right. We said, mentioned it a little bit yesterday. What David's saying is, I don't want to be right here. I don't want it my way. I want God to be right. And not only do I need God's presence, I need God's plan. I need God's plan. And then he said, go back, Abiathar. Abiathar name means father of abundance. He's saying, I want Abiathar to go back home too, because I'm going to believe not only in God's presence, not only in God's plan, but I'm going to believe in God's provision. Can I ask somebody really quick? How many can look back and you can say, God has provided? Say that one more time. Amen. How many believe that God is a provider? So you can look back and hey, can you believe right now? Amen, preacher, you don't know what I'm facing. It's a new storm. I mean, it's a new burden I've never faced before. Amen, it's a new storm I've never faced before. Amen, well, do you still believe that God is a provider? If he did it back then, he can do it now. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can look back, you can see that God was God. You can look today, and you can see that God is God. And you can look to tomorrow, and you can say that God will be God. Oh, God is the same. He said, for I am the Lord, I change not. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where? Come on, think about it. I know, amen. I know you may be a little bit tired this morning, but listen. Amen. Amen. If it had not been for the Lord, where would I be? Oh, I wish somebody thank God right here this morning that you're here in Abundant Life Tabernacle on a Sunday morning in revival. And you can feel the presence of God. He brought you through it. Amen. So why don't you praise God? Why don't you show your appreciation for His mercy and His grace? Oh, glory! Hallelujah! David could look back and say, God brought me through the blind, brought me through the bear, brought me through the giant, brought me through that crazy King Saul, brought me through all this. He brought me through it all. And I know this is something that I may never face. I may have never faced before. But I still believe that God is faithful.
Oh, I'm about to get real excited right here. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, because I believe that God is faithful. I know that He is. How many believe that right now? I said, how many believe that? That God is faithful. So call him a hundred by hundred by hand. Hallelujah. I feel him right here. He is faithful. Somebody glorify him.
Man, you have running room in this church, and I'm glad for it. Because I'm about to take off running because I'm feeling good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm glad I'm Pentecost. How about you? I said, I'm glad I'm Pentecost. How about you? Somebody asked me the other day, so you're Pentecost. What does that really mean? We believe in the outward form of worship. We just believe in that. We can't be quiet. We like some energy. I'm energetic, you can tell. Amen. I like to just praise God. I like to worship God. How about you? Amen. Especially when I think about all the good things that God has done. When I think about how, you know, Paul, Peter, and John may have felt, they said, well, we cannot but speak the thing which we have seen and have heard. They see some great thing. How can I hold my peace when the Lord has been so good to me? Whoa! How will somebody get a hold of this right here and say, glory to God? I love to feel His presence. I love to think about His goodness. I love to think about how good He has been to me. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel Him. How about you? I wonder if David did a little shouting in that wilderness. I wonder if he did. I don't know. But I don't know about you. I just love the Lord. And I hope it shows wherever I go. The Lord is so good. I feel the Lord right here. I feel him, church. God's come by right here this morning. How many just thanks Him? And He has been so good. Oh, God. Oh, that's right. Just love Him right here. I feel Him. I feel Him. Why don't you just love Him right now? I can't shout for you because I don't know what you've been through. But I can shout for me because I know what I've been through. But you know what you've been through. And I wonder how many people that feel burdened down this morning, how many would just love the Lord and just say, Lord, I still believe in you. I still believe in you. I still believe in you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I still trust you. I still will praise you through it all. Amen. I still will lift you up. He's separated. I've got to hurry. He's separated and he chose the way of the wilderness, feeling burdened down. In verse 30, it says, as he went up the ascent of Mount Olivet, he wept as he went up, had his head covered, and went barefoot. And all the people that was with him covered every man his head, and they went up weeping as they went up. He allowed himself to be shattered. He allowed himself to be humble. King David, you are the king. If anybody knows how to handle this situation, it's got to be you. But David right here felt vulnerable. And let me tell you, that's not a bad thing right here. Because he said, I'm so burdened down. I'm not going to think that I can do this. I mean, I'm not going to think that I've got it all together. I'm going to admit that I am weak. He's showing self-condemnation. He's showing humility. The signs that he has, he's showing it. Have we become too good and become so strong that we can't even shed a tear? How many's ever felt so burdened that you couldn't help but shed a tear? That's what the Lord wants to see. He wants to see the humility. He wants to see and that you admit that, yes, at this present moment, I feel weak. Because what does the Bible say? For when I am weak, when I am weak, oh, when I am weak, oh, hallelujah. You make that climb towards that mountaintop. You may be weeping. You may be crying. Amen. You may be weary. Can I tell you? Amen. Don't worry about God kicking you back down the mountain. He's saying if you can keep on marching a little further, I am strong. He gets to the top. He gets to the top, and I'm almost done. Stay with me. He gets to the top, and the Bible says, when David was come to the top of the mount where he worshiped God, where he worshiped God, Matthew Henry said this. He said, weeping must never hinder worshiping. You're weeping, you're crying, but are you still worshiping God? David got to the top and he said, oh, amen. Everybody else may have sat down. Amen. They may have said, I can't do it anymore. I'm so physically fatigued. I'm so emotionally fatigued. Amen. My soul is so, amen, weary. I'm fainting. Amen. I'm just going to sit down and rest. But David did not do that. When he got to the top, he worshiped God through the burden. Can you worship God through the burden, through the pressure? God, can you worship God? Man, I hope I'm not boring you. I feel this heavy. We must worship God. Philippians tells us in 4, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be made known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Right before the peace comes is where we need to worship. I believe David, a
when he began to worship God, I believe he felt the peace of God come upon him.
Are you going to worship? Are you going to praise him anyhow? David said, I don't know the outcome. I still have a son that's rebelling against me. That's the storm. But what I have now, I have peace. I have peace. I still have a son to face. And I have peace. I'm worshiping. God, rejoice in the Lord always. In closing, I believe he received the peace. He received the peace over the burden. But then here comes Hushai, the Archite, to meet him with his coat rent and earth upon his head, unto whom David said, If thou passest on with me, thou shalt be a burden unto me. My title is Let Hushai Go. And here's where the mistake happens for a lot of people. Once you have received the peace over the burden, so many people walk out through those doors and they pick up the burden that they once laid down. And they're troubled all over again. This is just how the Lord showed me this. That at times, we need, at every time really, we need to be able to tell that burden, I have the peace, and even though I'm still going through a storm, I'm not going to pick up the burden again. He let Hushai, nothing against Hushai, he was a good man to King David, but it was what he represented. He came with earth upon his head. He came with the signs of mourning and weeping. But he said, no, if you pass on with me, you'll just be a burden unto me. I have the victory. So, Hushai, you need to just go somewhere else. Because I don't need weepers anymore. I received the victory. I need warriors by my side. Because I'm ready to face this storm. Somebody come to the piano. We're getting ready to close. I want to tell you, let Hushai go. When that bird, that devil's going to try you again. You better believe that. He's going to try to put that burden back on you. But you need to be able to say, I'm letting you go. Go. Go somewhere. Or that aggravating person that you don't want to be next to you anymore. Just go somewhere. Come on. Let's be honest here. Just go. Go somewhere else. Don't bother me anymore. That burden is it aggravates you. Irritates you. Go. Go. How many just say go? Go, burden, go. I'm not picking it back up. I'm going to keep what I received. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep my joy. David, you got a son rebound again. But I know, there's just a joy in my soul. There's just a strength that I have. There's just a peace that I have. Stand to your feet tonight, this morning.